sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Yuma, Perik Vav, Mishnah Dalit. The Kabbash Asulam, and they have Bavliyim. They made a special ram, and they took out the Sar Mishnah Leach because of the people from Babel. This ram was more like a bridge. And the bridge wasn't built over water, wasn't built over a road, it was built just higher than where a person can reach. And on this ramp, this is how they took out the Sar Mishnah Leach. Why was this necessary? Well, there were these Yidden. The Tiferes Yisrael explains they were actually from Alexandria, Shavim Mitzrayim. But they acted like Bavliim, without any Derech Eretz. And what was taking place, I guess, before they built this ramp, was Shoyu Misalashim Besari. They would rip out the hair of the Mishaleach. Some say of the Sawyer. Because they were so excited, so anxious. They were saying, take it out, take it out. The onion line, they would say to him, Toil Vitzei. Toil Vitzei, take it and leave, leave, go to the Midbar. They were anxious to see the wool turning white. The Sar Mishtalech represented their Averis, and they wanted their Averis to be taken out as quickly as possible. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, Yakira Yerushalayim, from the Cheshuvim of Yerushalayim, Hayim Alavin Isay Atzukah Hadashayim, who would accompany the Sar Mishtalech and the person who was taking it until the first Sukkah. We're going to see that there would be a total of 10 Sukkahs that were set up from Yerushalayim until the Tzuk. That pointy, ragged mountain that the Sar Mishtalech is going to be pushed off from. So a special bridge went from the Azara outside of the city. That would keep the Bavliim away. At least it was out of their reach. Now, we couldn't have this person walking all alone. It was dangerous, lonely areas. So they made these 10 sukkahs along the way. There were some people that actually went to live in these huts before Yom Kippur, or to stay in the hut throughout Yom Kippur, so they should be available to walk along from one sukkah to the next. But upon leaving Yerushalayim, until he reached the first sukkah, so he had the Akira Yerushalayim, the camping man. As the Mishnah goes on to explain, Esr sukkahs, there were 10 sukkahs, Yerushalayim vat suk, from Yerushalayim until the pointy part of the mountain. You couldn't have people from Yerushalayim coming with them all the way, because it would be too far. How far was it from Yerushalayim until the tzuk, till the cliff over here? Zok the Mishnah, Tishim Ris. It was 90 Ris. Now, we're not so acquainted with the term ris. Normally, when we measure distance, we know the term mil. A mil is about an 18-minute walk. Well, how much is a ris? It's like the Mishnah, Shivay Mechza L'chal mil, or 7.5 ris per every mil. Another way of looking at a mil is that a mil is 2,000 amma. That's the shear of Tchum Shabbos. So 90 ris would be equal to 12 mil. So quickly, chazring over in our Mishnah, we learned that they had built a special ramp because of the Bavliim. So the Tiferes Yisrael explains they weren't really Bavliim. There were people from Alexandria, Shel Mitzrayim, but they acted like Bavliim. They were so over-anxious to push the Sar Mishtaleach out that they ripped out his hair. Whose hair? Some say the hair of the person that was schlepping the Sar. Others say from the Sar itself. Either way, they would scream and say, Tel Vitzei, Tel Vitzei. So now they had this ramp built. It was just above the height of a person, so they couldn't reach it or him. Mishnah was on to explain that once he left Yerushalayim until he reached the peak of the pointy mountain or the place where he's going to push off the Sar from, called the Tzuk, that was a distance of 90 ris, which is equivalent to 12 mil. There were 10 sukkahs that were set up along the way. The Akir Yerushalayim would accompany him from outside of the city until the first sukkah. In between the other ones, you had people that actually went out before Yom Kippur to stay there, so they can join the person taking the Sar Mishtaleach from at least one point to the other.